98. Every morning from 10, 98FM's Dublin Talks keeps you up to date with COVID-19. Dublin Talks. Dublin Talks with Adrian Kennedy.
Have you ever visited a psychic in the hope of finding out what your future holds? Or have you ever tried to contact a loved one who may have passed on? Or on the flip side, are you someone who is a complete skeptic about the world of fortune tellers and contacting the dead and all of that? Well, we were contacted by a listener named Leanne yesterday, who has been invited to a very different type of birthday party, and she wants to hear your stories. And here's what she wrote. I've been invited to a 30th birthday party next month, and the birthday girl is getting a psychic and medium to come to her house to do readings. I'm usually very sceptical about those things, but I love hearing of other people's experiences with them. I do want to go out of curiosity, but I'm also a bit nervous. Have any of your listeners ever been to one and gotten an eerily accurate reading? Or are there people like me who are a bit sceptical and nervous about this? I've never actually heard a discussion on psychics and mediums and whether they are as good as people claim. I've heard such mixed things about getting readings done. Some say they're great, others don't believe in it at all, and I think it will be an interesting conversation, says Leanne. And we want to have that conversation right now on 6797981. Is it a load of rubbish? Or have you been told things by psychic readers that you can't explain for the life of you how they would have known that and maybe helped you communicate with somebody who'd passed on? Call me now, 6797981, or text WhatsApp, or send a WhatsApp voice note to 0877 989898. 0877 989898. I'm joined on the line by Patricia Weston, who is a psychic witch, believe it or not. And she's going to tell us a little bit more. Patricia, let me ask you firstly to tell me a little bit about what you do.
Okay. Well, I am a witch, a psychic witch or a white witch. I'm also a medium, and I'm a Reiki healer as well as a hypnotherapist and past life therapist. I do readings, mainly power card readings. And I pick up energy around people. I work with clients. When they come into me, I would pick up any energy from their auras or any information in order to help them on their path, give them spiritual guidance. And I also read the tarot cards. I read playing cards as well and Lenormand cards.
So when did you first realise that you had this skill, looking at tarot cards and communicating with people in the afterlife? How did you discover this?
Well, as a child, I always picked up energies around people. I could see auras. I also saw information. People's past lives would flash before me. But I repressed a lot of it then because I was quite a quiet, shy child, and I grew up in a very Catholic, conservative household, so it wasn't encouraged. So I just kept a lid on it for a long time, really pushed it down. And it was only in my 30s that I started to really see and feel those energies again. They started to come back up. I could see visions very clearly when I encountered a person. So I just started to explore my spiritual path then and did some psychic development classes to open up more. And also I started reading the tarot cards because I could get information from the tarot very easily. And I really, as soon as I picked up a deck of tarot cards, I could instantly read the cards. So I felt in a previous lifetime I had done this before.
Right, okay. So when somebody is visiting you for a card reading, how are you able to, you know, look at cards and then interpret that as to their life story or whatever?
I don't know, to be honest. As soon as a person comes into me and sits down in front of me, instantly I pick up information. I channel information, I feel, from the spirit world. Immediately I start to pick up energy from them. I can see different colours around their auras. I also pick up anyone in the spirit world, a loved one in the spirit world who is around them, who needs to pass on a message to the person. And I read the tarot cards as well. The tarot cards provide, they act as a tool for healing. They give you spiritual guidance, and also they give you information about the person. If somebody comes in to me and they have an issue or a problem, or they're having a difficulty in their life, there's some area of their lives that they can't seem to navigate, the cards will very practically show what's going on and then therefore help them on their way and give them guidance that they need.
And you also have the skill then to communicate with people who have passed on. How does that work?
That's strange as well. What happens is I start to get visions. I'm what's called a clairvoyant medium, which means I start to see things. I see symbols. I see pictures. And it's quite strange. But when the person sits across me, I start to see images and I tell them exactly what I'm seeing. So I don't interpret what I'm seeing. I just tell them I'm seeing this. I'm seeing a grandmother at your side. She's telling me her name and she's telling me that she's going to help you and she's there for you. They just give me information and I also see images or pictures or symbols and I just tell the person what I'm seeing and they usually, you know, they can, it makes sense for them.
A lot of people, as you will know, are skeptical about this sort of stuff and, you know, think it's a load of codswallop. What do you say to people like that?
I don't say anything to people like that because they're not the people I'm here for. If people, everybody's entitled to their own opinions and their own feelings on things. As I say, I just help the people who are looking for the help. There really is no point in explaining yourself to anybody who doesn't, you know, who's not interested or is skeptical or is not really interested in the area of the tarot and the spiritual energies.
Okay, in terms of what you can do for people, do you believe that you provide a counselling service or a healing service? Or how would you describe exactly what you do?
I wouldn't say it's a counselling service. It's more healing and assistance and help. When somebody comes to me for a reading, they're usually looking for some guidance or help in any area of their lives. They also may be looking to connect with a loved one in the spirit world. So what I would describe my work as, just helping and healing for the highest good. Basically, when somebody comes to me for guidance or for a reading, they usually leave feeling a lot better, a lot lighter, a lot clearer. So it is just, it's about healing, it's about positivity, it's about helping people on their path so that they feel better.
Does it work for everybody?
I just, you see, the whole, it's strange, it's hard to describe. I feel people who come to me are guided to come to me, if that makes sense. I don't feel people who are blocked or sceptical or, you know, trying to make fun of it. I don't feel they come, do you know what I mean? They don't bother coming for readings because they're not interested.
Yeah.
So it does help people who are willing to, who are open and who need and who want the help. And it helps when somebody is spiritual as well.
You're based in Skerries.
That's right.
If somebody was interested in availing of the sort of services that you offer, how do they contact you?
I have a website, patriciawestonpsychicwitch.com. And you can contact me through the website.
All right, very good. Well, Patricia, it's been fascinating talking to you. And I wish you well. Thank you very much indeed.
Thank you, Adrian. It's lovely to talk to you.
All right, now I'd like to hear from you on 6797981. You heard the message that I read out from our listener who's been invited to this party. Lauren is her name, and she's a little bit nervous about it. Does it work? Have you had good experiences or bad experiences with people who can talk to the dead and all of that? Call me right now on 6797981. Chris sent me this message. Didn't have such a great experience.
Oh yeah, Adrian. Your woman there is right to be sceptical about going to see one. I went to see one over 10 years ago now in a house in Darndale before, and just what she told me ended up coming true, and it wasn't a pleasant experience at all. So I'd definitely never be going to one again, anyway, that's for sure.
Oh, right. Call me now, 6797981, or send us a WhatsApp voice note to 0877 98 98 98.
Every morning from 10, 98FM's Dublin Talks keeps you up to date with COVID-19. Dublin Talks. with Adrian Kennedy.
So Leanne contacted us. She's a bit on edge, I suppose, about going to a 30th birthday party next month where her friend is having a psychic to do readings for everybody and talk to the dead and all that, and she's a bit on edge about it. Phil, what are your thoughts on psychics and that whole world?
It's absolute codswallop.
Have you ever been to one?
I walked in the Grand Canal Theatre, the Podcast Theatre, and I was walking for seeing Psychic Sally, Molly Bleeding Psychic Wally. You could hear our aides in behind the
sorry, Phil, I'm going to have to stop you because... if you're talking about one particular individual, I think it's very unfair to single out an individual for a scam or whatever it is you're going to claim. But you think the whole business is codswallop, do you?
Absolutely, yeah.
Sorry, go on.
James Randi, if you've ever looked him up, he's offered up £1 million for anyone who can scientifically prove what they do is real.
Why do you think, Phil, that so many people buy into it and go for readings and some people swear by them?
Why? It's what we want to believe, and they're fooled into it. It's like magic. It's basically magic. It's mind magic. It's magic. It's like when you see a coin disappear and you go, wow, it's magic, it's disappeared. It's just a different coin.
Well, okay, stay there for one second, because, John, you've been to psychics multiple times. What do you say to what Phil just said, that this is just a different type of magic? It's mind magic.
I think it really comes from what you believe in yourself. If you're spiritual yourself, you'll believe that there is an afterlife, and maybe that, like, if you want it to happen, it will happen. It's all about your own mindset, really. If you're going to be skeptical, you're going to block out the messages that the psychic can receive.
Yeah, okay.
Like, I went to psychics, and my wife has went to them as well, and we were told by two different psychics before we met each other that we were going to meet each other.
Right.
So
what exactly was said?
It just said, what was said to her was that you're going to meet someone with the letter J in the name, and they said, oh, well, you know, she was like, my granddad was John and whatever else. And she got, no, this person's alive and he's very strong around you. She knew nobody with the letter J in the name, and then she met me.
And your name has a J in it?
J in it.
Right.
I was told that I was going to meet a girl from the other side of the city, out towards Bray area. This was 7 years before I met her.
Right.
And I met her 7 years later.
Oh. And were you told it was going to be 7 years?
Yeah. We were also told that we were going to have a child in 2018. This was back in 2014, and we had a child in 2018.
Phil, that all sounds very accurate.
Coincidence, that's all.
Coincidence?
Absolute coincidence. I could meet anyone and say, oh, you could meet a guy with a name, B. And you come across him, there's Billy. Oh, Jesus, he told me that the other day. It's absolute. Look at your man, James Randi. He has £1 million.
Yeah, no, I'm familiar with what he's offering. Yeah. And
Do you ever hear the thing? He sent over to these Russian people, Russian L1s that do all the things. And he sent over pictures of random people, and one of Ted Bundy. And they were getting readings, and he came across Ted Bundy's one. Now, he'd never seen Ted Bundy, obviously. And he's a nice guy, blah, blah, blah. This is Ted Bundy they were talking about. Mm. And didn't realise what he had done.
Okay, so do you believe that it's all coincidence? I mean, John, I could argue with you that if they're that good... she would have been told, you're going to meet somebody called John, as opposed to somebody with a J in their name.
Yeah, I have got other readings that were inaccurate. They told me I was going to be the manager of a security company. Never happened.
Right.
I was going to get a brand new car. Never happened.
Oh, how disappointing.
Mm. Yeah, well...
Well, actually, let's have a listen to this message from another John.
Morning, Adrian. Just on that, on the topic you're talking about there now at the minute. I don't know how I feel about them or that, but my mother to tell the story when she went to see Mrs. Fury to have her reading. And she told me now, and she tells everyone else, it was everything that she said to her was spot on. And for the people to say they only do it for money, I mean, if anyone ever went to see, to Miss Fury, see me, all she asked for was cigarettes. So, I mean, her motivation wasn't money to tell people their future or their past or whatever. But cheers.
All right, John, thanks very much indeed. And Jeanette has been to a few readings, and one was particularly accurate.
I had a reading done, God, about 16 years ago, and she gave me a 2-year reading, but it wasn't for your past. It was to tell you what was going to happen. And they're not supposed to give you bad news anyway, because they'll tell you themselves. It's a natural process in dealing with bad news. So if you're told bad news, it's going to be on your mind every day, and there's no point. So they just give you little things like they told me who I was going to meet, when I was going to meet them. I'm 14 years with them now. So, and a lot of other things, like there was money coming to the family, and it happened. There was another thing where I was writing dumping the lad I dumped, and she never even knew I had been with somebody that time. So, yeah, that was the only reader, though. I had a few readings, but she was the only one that was right on everything she said.
All right, and then this message from Sinead. I saw a medium a couple of years ago, and he was absolutely brilliant. Told me so many things that he couldn't possibly have known. I also went to see another psychic, and she was not good. So there are some good ones and some not so good. How do you explain all that, Phil, though? It told me things that they couldn't possibly have known.
It's what they do. It's how they read the situations. Look for the telltale signs. That's their job. That's basically what their job is.
Okay, and that's the mind magic you're talking about.
Exactly, yeah. They read the book. Anyone can do it. If you were to study long and hard enough about it, anyone could do it. That's all it is. It's just reading the telltale signs. As soon as you mention, a J or a B or a, you will get money. Anyone can get money. Anyone can get a new car. Anyone can get a new job. It's all the basic same bleeding stuff.
That we all go through it. Yeah, I suppose so. All right.
Yeah.
Okay, Phil, would you go and see one?
I wouldn't, boy. No.
All right, good luck. Good luck.
Unless I was told to go and see one now. If I was told to go and see one, I might.
You might. All right, good luck. Thanks very much, Phil. And thank you all of you for your calls. That's it from us for today. Way out of time. We're back tomorrow morning, 10 a.m.
98. Every morning from 10, 98 FM's Dublin Talks keeps you up to date with COVID-19. Dublin Talks. Dublin Talks with Adrian Kennedy.